Company of One, episode number 84.
Welcome to the Company of One podcast featuring Dale Callahan. Dedicated to helping you find freedom in life and with your career. Learn how to not only increase your income, but take control of the income you acquire. Let's ignite that inner entrepreneur in you. Now, welcoming your host, Dale Callahan.
Hope by now that it's now 2015. I hope by now that all of you have had a chance to look back at some things that worked in 2014. Some things that kind of came together good for you and things that did not work so well. As you can tell at this recording, if you can listen to my voice, I'm still suffering from the remnant of Christmas of 2014, which my sons ended up getting a cold or whatever they had and waited till the beginning of the year to give it to me. So I'm still suffering from that. But we'll make it through. But today I want to look back at my most visited pages for 2014. And you might think, well, why do I care? Or why do you care? I think this gives us insight into two different things. Number one is, what are people thinking? What do people care about? And number two, for those of you that are content creators, I think looking back at your type of material that you have here is very relevant. And I would encourage you to do, go back and see what's prominent, what people look at. So we're just going to do a quick look at that and see what happens. And there's some interesting things that come out of it. Some things fit and some things are a little bit surprising. But first of all, on the 20th, my days are off now, but January the 20th, we're going to do a webinar, and it will be a live webinar and it's going to be on how to create your first information product in 30 days. I'm getting ready to re-release Product Creation Academy. So I'm going to cover some steps about how you can create information products. Those of you that are looking at doing that or exploring it or thinking about maybe you've done some and you're looking at how to tweak the process, it'll be great, be a great opportunity to just share and get some information out there. That should be January 20th, and you will find that at dellecallahan.com/84, or probably just at dellecallahan.com over there on the side. We'll have the sign up for the webinar. It's a free webinar. Now, the show notes for today are at dellecallahan.com/84. So, let's just jump right in. To my most popular post. I'm just going to give you the list. Nothing fancy here. The homepage, obviously, is the most popular. And probably if you have a website that you're looking at, that should probably be the most popular on yours. That's not always the case, but I think for most of you that's going to be. My second most popular page of 2014, and this was weird, because this was a post that came out toward the end of 2014, and it was about thinking time. Now, in the show notes, I'll put the links to the different things in there, but thinking time. Now, obviously, what I mean is, the longer a post has been live on the website, the more traffic you would expect it to get because it gets it over and over and over again. But when something comes out in, and I believe this even came out in December, maybe late November, you're like, wow, this one just really spiked. I mean, and it spiked like mad. And I don't remember the numbers, but it was a clear spike of something happened about thinking time. So that was the number two. The number three, which is old material that continues to get traffic. And by the way, this is something relevant to you as you've got a website. What continues to get traffic and what do you do with it? And I will be very honest to tell you, I'm not real sure what to do with some of this. But reverse interview questions. There's a blog post out there, or a podcast maybe. I forget which one this is. I think this is just a blog post on reverse interview questions. And that one continues to have a lot of traffic over and over again. The next one was, do I need a business license? Do I need a business license? Again, old content that continues to get a lot of traffic. And I've even got some videos on YouTube that we just did kind of at a whim one day. And I still get questions from many of you that will find that video. And you've never heard of me, but you'll find that video on YouTube. The next is interesting. I'm trying to get this one set back up as a follow-up. But with Kendall Davis, I did How to Make a Living from Amazon. And there's several websites that kind of go together, or several things here, but it all kind of fits around to how to make a living from Amazon. So that was interesting. Next was how to do a reverse interview. Again, the reverse interview topic showing up. Now, this was surprising because many of you that know me will say, well, Dale, you're violating your own rule, or you're violating what you tell us to expect. And that's, I always tell people, your about page is your second most searched, or will have the second highest traffic. In my case, it's like about, well, whatever number this is. Anyway, it's on down the list, the about page. For most of you, though, your about page is going to be a very prominent page. I mean, even in my case, it's a very prominent page. A lot of traffic goes to the about page. Now, then the last of these is how to create your first information product in 30 days, which is obviously the subject of the webinar we're doing back on the 20th, partly because of the traffic. Now, I say these are all obviously this is not a complete list, but these are kind of the top things that stuck out at me. And there's some pages that are related that are high traffic. So I'm trying that are related to some of these things, but rather than just be, keep throwing out pages, but these were the top ones. And that's what I usually look at as the top 5, 10, what's relevant, what seems to be capturing people's attention. And then I ask myself, what does this tell me? What do you learn from this? And as you're going back looking at content, things that you've done for the last year, you're always looking at what's the meaning of it. And since this is material that other people have come to, have read, have commented on, have asked me questions about, there's something else relevant besides just, hey, what happened? It's what's on people's minds. Now, so here's just some things. Now, I could be wrong about some of these, but this is just some of my assumptions from what I've got here. Is number one, since the thinking time was such a big post, it must be a big issue. It must really have hit a nerve. Now, I can guess reasons why this may have been the case. Obviously we don't have a lot of time and we don't do a lot of thinking in our society. Both of those are struggles we have. We don't have a lot of time to think, that we're not surrounded by someone else or someone else putting input into us, where we just get away, stop, and think. So that seemed to have hit a nerve. Number two is, and by the way, when I look at this, I'm like, what does that mean to me? Obviously, I'm looking at, should I be creating more content around this subject? And if so, what? What's the pain? What's the need that the fact I got a lot of traffic on thinking time, what's the need? What do I need to do with that? The second, though, thing that I learned from this was the reverse interview continues to be big. I mean, every year, the reverse interview stuff is big. Well, not every year. I haven't been doing this for years and years. But it's constantly, every month, I would say, when I look at it, clearly, it's one of the big traffic areas. Now, I say this, but I'm not really sure what the need is from those who find that page. So that's something I've got to work on. And perhaps you can let me know, as people are looking at these two pages and these two links, what is it they are looking for? Are they misunderstanding what the page is about? I rarely seem to get a lot of questions. I mean, I rarely get questions from these pages. So I'm not sure if people are searching it and get to the page and it's not what they want, or they come to the page and it's exactly what they want and it answers all their questions and they go away. I have no idea. And I would, if you have thoughts on that, I would love to hear them. My about page, number three, this was my about page needs work. Now that, again, it wasn't my top page, but it's still a very prominent page for me. And it, if you have a blog or a podcast or something like that, or it's, or even if you're just selling products online, the about you, about your company, about what you do, that's very, very, very important page. And mine needs work. It's better than it used to be, but I think it really needs to be livened up. One thing I struggle with, and many of us struggle with, especially those introverts of us, is being transparent, being who you are. That's a hard thing for me, and I'm trying to get better about that. But my about page needs work. Let's just say that. Number four, which is related, that I kind of picked up from this, and I've been really looking at some other blogs that have done something. I need a start page. As I come to my front page, and I just have to wonder what you think coming to my front page for the first time. What do you think it's about? What do you think the blog is about, the podcast is about? What's going on there? And that's how if I was looking at your material, that's the first thing I would be thinking in my mind is, what's this page about? And I would be hammering on you to answer that question. And I say that thinking, I'm not sure I've answered that question well. Some people have told me, oh, no, Dale, it's very clear, but, you know, they may be familiar with what I'm doing already. So, hey, I would love your input there, too. What do you think when you first visit? What do you think it's about? What's missing? Because to me, this is what I'm thinking, and maybe this is something for you to think about, is I need a start here button. Now, Pat Flynn on Smart Passive Income has done this. I don't really like quite the way he's done it, but it's pretty awesome. I mean, it doesn't quite fit what I'm doing. Let me say, I do like it, but it doesn't quite fit what I'm doing. And I've noticed some other people, Mike Nichols has done this recently. MikeNichols.org, MichaelNichols.org has done this recently. I have to put a link to his in the show notes. You'll notice his page. It's very different. It's kind of what a lot of people are doing, where it starts at a start here page, more or less. But I need something to kind of guide people through where to get started, what to do, help them figure out what's on this page to be useful. Because I have I do have a lot of content. I'm a little shocked how much content I have. And when I look back, you know, that's one of the hard things about getting Google traffic and things like that is getting lots of content. And when you first start, you're like, well, I got one blog post. I got two blog posts. And then you look up and you're like, wow, I got a ton of stuff. Cliff Ravenscraft was commenting to me the other day. He said, wow, you've got, you know, I think it was the time I had right at the 80th podcast. And he says, wow, you've got 80 podcasts. You've really learned a lot, I bet. Which is a true statement, but he caught me off guard. I was like, wow, there's 80 podcasts. That's a lot of stuff. You know, with all that stuff, you have, with a start here page, I could guide people through what to do, what to use. And this is my thinking. Now, I'm telling you my thinking mostly because most of you out there are content creators of some sort, or you're considering it. So this is just something to think about. Number five was you, the readers, the listeners, are looking for specific ways to earn more money. You're not really looking, and this is my thinking. You're not really looking for generic information. You're looking for very concrete and specific, which I think is why the Amazon thing was very, I don't really want to know how to learn money by opening a business. I want to learn money by selling stuff on eBay, by selling stuff on Amazon, by creating an information product in 30 days, which was another one. You know, I want specific concrete information that I can walk away from, which I think is probably valid. That's how I look at things too. And number six, many people, and I think I'm reading this in between a lot of things, but many people are timid about starting. Between the activity on the reverse interview pages, where a lot of people appear to be coming to them from, I don't know what to say, to people asking about needing business license, and there's some other podcast I'm going to be doing very soon about what happens if people steal my idea, which is a common question I get. So I'm going to answer that one very shortly in a podcast. But I think people have, and maybe timid is not the right word, but we have this hesitation about getting started because there's all these things that are in our way. So now this is me. So my encouragement to you is to go back to 2014, look at your calendar, look at maybe where you spent money, look at things you did, look at interactions, and just take a look. Use of this in thinking time, maybe. And a calendar is a great chance to do that because if many of us are using Google Calendar, we have some kind of flip-through calendar, you know, unwritten pages. We look at where we spent money, you know, where was most of our money spent. When you look at those things, what worked, what didn't in 2014? And what might you make of that, and what kind of changes could you do? I'm doing this specifically for blogging and podcasting, but this fits for everything, right? So if you're listening to this over lunchtime, as some of you have told me you do, or if you're listening to this in the car, you know, that's the thing to get somewhere, get a cup of coffee, get a cup of tea, whatever your choice there is, and just, you know, do some analysis and what works. And we can plow forward, but I think it's very valuable to learn from the past. So with that, I just want to do a quick shout out today to somebody on iTunes. And by the way, for those of you that are on iTunes, I mean, those of you listening on iTunes, I'm really trying to beef up my reviews again. I did this once, but really trying to get more reviews on there. So I would really appreciate, there'll be a link in the bottom of the show notes to this at dalecallahan.com/84 to get a review on iTunes. And so if you do that, I would appreciate it. Shoot me an email and let me know. I'll give you a shout out too. But this last one is from Cervante. And Cervante is actually a member of my Podcast Creation Academy. And he's got life-changing. Dell gives his audience practical and actionable insights. He is well knowledgeable and highly respected in both academic and business communities. Thanks, Dale, for sharing your wisdom and motivating us all to reach for that golden ring. And thank you so much, Cervante, for your feedback. It's awesome. It's awesome. And Cervante is doing some awesome stuff himself there. I'm going to throw out one thing that I haven't been doing, but I'm going to just throw out one little last thought here for today. And what's the bonuses of having your own business? Many people are looking at business ideas and things like that, and you know, there's just not a lot of time. So I'm going to just kind of share with you one of the bonuses. It's going on tax time when we start looking at doing some tax stuff. From a business point of view, we have to do some stuff pretty early in January. But at tax time, one thing that we do from all of our business income, and we have, at this time, I think I have 3 or 4 different LLCs, is we take 25% of the profit and keep it in the bank. And that's how we do it. We could put it in savings if we wanted to. But in other words, 25% of the profit stays and does not spend. And essentially, we code it over as it belongs to the IRS. It's taxes I'm setting aside. Now, it's awesome because what we do is at the end of the month, we suck out the profit. Then we subtract, we do a calculation. Every month we do a calculation, and expenses, revenue minus expenses equals profit. Then we suck out taxes, which is 25%. And then that's the income after taxes that we will do whatever with. A lot of times we don't do anything with it. We just keep it in the business or reinvest it. But that 25% tax back now is awesome because every single year, Now, we usually don't get tax refunds. I don't believe in loaning the IRS my money. But every single year when we pay taxes, it's less than those 25% we have set back. That makes sense. I mean, so let's say there's $1,000 set back and we're expecting that's what we're going to pay for IRS in our 25% estimate. And it always ends up being we pay $300 and so we have $700 left. Now, those numbers are not even close to right, but you get the idea. I'm just making even numbers here. So that's awesome. I mean, but so having a business venture like this allows you some real tax freedoms that you can generate enough money, even though I have a day job that generates stuff and, you know, but it allows you to generate money and take control of how, I mean, we're going to pay our taxes, but it allows us to take a lot more control over how we pay our taxes and where the money comes from. So that's an awesome thing. So I'll be sharing you some thoughts about some of the benefits of owning your own business as we go along. But thanks, and we just want you to make things happen. We would love to hear from you. Give us a shout out. Send me an email. Get with me on Twitter. And again, join us on the 20th for how to create your first information product in 30 days.